KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic. It's 55 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, and as Sarah mentioned, we expect a high around 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Mosquitoes from traps at Central Iowa Parks have tested positive for the West Nile virus. The testing was recently conducted at parks in Ames by Iowa State University and the University Hygienic Lab. While there is a lag time between collecting the samples and the testing, the results suggest mosquitoes with the potential to carry the virus are still present in the community. ISU entomologist Ryan Smith said late summer is the peak season for transmission of the West Nile virus. Experts say most people who are infected have no symptoms or experience only mild flu like symptoms. The most vulnerable people are those who are at least 50 or have weakened immune systems. The virus is transmitted to humans through mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. The Salvation Army and Omaha television station KETV are distributing new school supplies to needy kids this weekend. Since 1998, the Back to School Backpack Program has helped thousands of children in the Omaha Council Bluffs area by providing them with backpacks and school supplies at locations across the metro. New backpacks and school supplies were distributed on Friday, and teams will do so again today at the Omaha Croc Center, the Omaha North Core Community Center, and the Millard Public Library. Those seeking to receive a backpack are required to bring a Social Security card or birth certificate or proof of school enrollment for each qualifying child, as well as identification for the parent. Monetary donations for the drive can be made online at www.givesalvationarmy.org. The next Healthy You session, made possible through the Cass County Health System, will take place next Thursday, August 17th at noon, and it features a presentation by Dr. Ben Howard on the topic of coughs. During his presentation, Dr. Howard will talk about the causes of coughs as well as the treatments available. He says some coughs might be a symptom of a more serious health concern, so they'll also talk about what they look for when they're evaluating the cause of the cough and when it may need further testing or more aggressive treatment. Everyone, he says, has had to deal with a bad cough at some point in time and is particularly a common complaint among older patients. Dr. Howard is the newest physician to join Cass County Health System. He provides the full spectrum of family medicine care, including obstetrics. He graduated from Des Moines University in 2014 and recently completed his residency at Memorial Hospital Family Medicine Residency in South Bend, Indiana. The Healthy You program next Thursday is a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2 of the hospital, just past the atrium. In Atlantic, the public is invited and welcome to attend, but they do recommend that you make reservations if you intend to have lunch, because a free sack lunch is provided for all attendees. Call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Well, today, residents of Atlantic celebrate the spirit of the communities, its civic organizations, volunteers, and businesses during the annual Atlantic Fest event. The day began just a little bit ago, in fact, with the road race sponsored by Connect-A-Dock, and it includes a 5-mile run, a 2-mile run, and 2-mile walk. Chip timing was available to participants, as well as giveaways like a free pair of running shoes, running swag, and more. The third annual Bags Tournament begins at noon at the Beer Garden, presented by Megan Roberts, State Farm, and Wyrick Welding. Registration for that event is from 11 a.m. to noon. Local beer tent will be open from noon until 3, presented by Dahl Distributing, and that offers free samples of beer made in Iowa to persons of legal age. The 19th Annual Atlantic Fest Car Show, presented by Atlantic Motor Supply in Napa, begins with the registration this hour until 11 a.m. and awards at 4 p.m. A bike show presented by Olson's Outdoor Power and Plastics Professionals has registration going on from now until noon, with those awards expected to be handed out around 3:30 p.m. There's also a pedal pull sponsored by Wyrick Welding, TS Bank, Grain and Livestock Hedging, and ADM Grain Company. That begins with the registration at noon, and the pedal pull's right around 1 p.m. There's 11 food vendors in the downtown area of Atlantic today and in our city park, along with 35 crafters on Chestnut Street. All that begins at 10 a.m. Live local entertainment is available for you to enjoy throughout the day on the AM Coron stage in the city park. That gets underway at 11 a.m. There will be performances by Villa Dance Company, Salute Gymnastics, Dance Atlantic, Susan Triddle, Sarah Selders, Jessica Jacobson, Amantha Kirkhoff, Monica Boos, Troy Boos, and Mary Young. And a local favorite, Sheltered Reality, will perform at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Atlantic Fest serves as a fundraiser for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Their funds are used to grow the event each year and improve on other upcoming activities. It also supports business-based programs while at the same time supporting Shop Local. And another in what is expected to be a series of meetings related to Atlantic's sesquicentennial celebration is set to take place this coming Tuesday at the City Council's chambers at City Hall. The meeting begins at 5:30, and any citizen interested in attending is welcome to do so. The Celebration Committee is gathering ideas and suggestions for a year-long plan to make the 150th anniversary of the city's founding one for the record books. Initial ideas included having local groups and organizations pick a month in 2018 and doing something special by tying in the number 150. Now, historical data shows that Atlantic was founded in October of 1868 by Franklin H. Whitney and others. How those persons chose the name Atlantic is a matter of debate, but most seem to agree it was because the founders thought the community was about halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. A coin toss is believed to have determined the name. Another reason for setting up stakes in preparation for building an Atlantic way back then was because Atlantic is located alongside the rail lines for the Rock Island Railroad. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, three Tanzanian children who were flown to Sioux City for medical treatment after surviving a bus crash that left more than 30 people dead are about to head home. Wilson, Doreen, and Sadia joined their mothers at a farewell reception Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. 12-year-old Wilson Termino thanked the STEM medical missionaries who rescued them from the May 6th bus crash in Africa and those who treated her in Iowa.
I just say thank you to STEM. Thank you, Samaritan Pass. Thank you to doctors who treated me. Thank you to the nurse. And thank you all who invited me to come here. Thank you, and God will bless you.
Wilson Doreen suffered spinal injuries and could not move her legs when she was flown to Sioux City. She can now walk with crutches after being treated at Mercy and at Madonna Children's Hospital, and she is expected to be able to run in 3 months.
I'm here to thank all of you which have helped me from Mercy Hospital to Madonna.
Mercy Marketing Director Matt Robbins says the entire Siouxland area was greatly impacted by the children as they got to know them over the past several weeks.
3 months ago when Sadia, Doreen, and Wilson came, and their families and friends came to us here in Sioux City, they kind of came to us as strangers, and then now, a few months later, they'll leave not only as friends, but also family as well. They're part of the Mercy family and also the family here in Siouxland.
The children and their mothers will fly back home next week. While a Woodbury County family plans to build an arena and center for rodeos and other events, the Sioux City Journal says the multi-level structure would include a horse arena, bleachers, stalls, chutes, a tack room, an office concession area, a kitchen and storage areas. The plans submitted to the Woodbury County planners also say there would be 9 apartments on the upper level. The center planned by Patrick DeRocher and Cynthia DeRocher Anderson would sit about 2.5 miles north of Anthon. Anthon Mayor Alan Pithen said the center could provide a boost to the town by bringing more people to the area. Elsewhere in Woodbury County, a $16 million Ag Expo and Learning Center is planned at the Sioux City site of the former John Morrell plant. And if you're driving through areas of the state where there are wind turbines, you may have noticed there are times when the giant blades are not moving. Alliant Energy spokesman Justin Foss says his company expects a 40% operating capacity for the turbines that they install.
New designs, new technology, and better understanding of how they operate is allowing us to generate energy from them more often.
He says the turbines can stop if there's not enough wind. They also have to be able to shut down if the wind is too strong.
It needs a wind speed of between 7 and 45 miles an hour to operate. Our new turbines are going to go from just below 7-ish, all the way up into 60-mile-an-hour winds to be able to generate that energy. That's just improved design and technology that allows them to capture more of that wind and turn it into energy.
The turbines are also shut down, of course, for maintenance.
They do go through routine maintenance at least twice a year. So each turbine gets serviced at least twice a year, so that they'll shut that down while it's being serviced.
And the capacity of the power grid is yet another factor that might lead to the turbines being shut down.
Sometimes we just get too much wind on the grid, and it's not because we've got too much wind here, but maybe there's just not enough demand on that day. We see that Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, we have the lowest demand on the power grid. And if you've got too much energy going on the grid, that'll cause problems. So you got to shut some stuff off to match the demand with how much is being generated.
He says all the changes have allowed them to increase the turbine use to 40%.
If you look back just a few years ago, even a decade ago, it was in the 20s and the 30s.
And information from the American Wind Energy Association says Iowa generates nearly 37% of its electricity from the wind. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.